This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Give what you can give, share what you can share. It doesn't have to be money. It can be time, effort, energy is always good. If you can incorporate that, it'll feed through your organization and make it a better place for everyone to be with.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Welcome to the Team Builders Podcast. In this podcast, you'll hear insights into what makes a really great team, in-depth interviews from some of our business leaders around the world, as well as learning from our network of team building partners across the globe. I am joined, as always, by my two fantastic colleagues, Stephen and Jerry. Gents, how are we today?
Ho, ho, ho! Hopeful for a great Christmas ahead, Jonathan.
Oh, Stephen has got us in the festive spirit already. That's about to come. Jerry, how are you feeling as we warm up for this Christmas period?
Bad news, I have fallen off the fitness track, Jonathan, and I have started my Christmas timber building early and disappointed myself despite all the good and well wishes to keep my fitness on the up. Hopefully next week I can have better news.
Superb. No cards before Mars, but you can have as much as you want before Christmas. I love that. Folks, today we are talking about, as you may have already guessed, the festive season, which approaches us here, and really excited to share with you some of the great things that we've done with some of our clients over many years of working with them around Christmas time. Really, I think it would be a great place to start as to why companies out there and teams out there might decide to get in touch with a team building company to plan their Christmas party. Stephen, over to you. Any thoughts on that?
I've always felt over the years, Jonathan, it's been a great reward for companies to celebrate success and celebrate overcoming a lot of challenges the previous year, and also a finish line to the year that they can work towards and really make that an end goal so that they can then recharge, recalibrate themselves, re-motivate and go into the next year ahead. And also a tremendous morale boost to get everybody together, especially over the past few, difficult years, get everyone together for a real morale boost and go for more wins in the future.
Jerry, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think my reflective thoughts on this is there are two different thought groups. You've got the business itself and then the people within the business. And there's very few times in the year where they kind of come close to being happy. And festive holidays bring that together. The mood changes a little bit. The morale boost is well worth doing. And I think, too, if the business can win and the people can win, it's always a better experience for the event. So having a team building with that mindset in frame, employees, I guess, feel like the business is looking after them, and it does. And equally, the business gets that feel-good factor of doing and giving back to their workforce. I think that's a big key.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for some organisations, this festive time often marks a point to do an event for their team. Lots of businesses maybe struggle to fit something in throughout the year, and Christmas festive season is a great time to, you know, put a note in the diary and say, okay, we're all going to get together and do something there and then. And I think that's often why people get in touch with us and companies like us this time of year to, you know, plan those things.
So I think too, Jonathan, the employees semi-expect it. And so if the business doesn't roll with it, they're saying something. So I think it's important that they take it on board, and it doesn't have to be an all-out crazy thing, you know. It can just be a touch point, which is well worth not missing from their point of view.
And Stephen, from experience, how do you find that the festive atmosphere, or, you know, all the fun and jolliness that goes with this time of year impacts on those people and those events that they enjoy with us?
I think there's a number of different events that we do over the Christmas and festive period. And I would say that probably the most successful and most fun ones are those that also involve the clients' partners or significant others and their children. And really, it's a thank you to them for their support for everybody, not just the employees of an organization, but their families, their children, et cetera, the significant others. So that, you know, it's a rejoicing period for everybody, let their hair down. And I have found in the past that those companies, they like to work hard, like to play hard as well. It says lighthearted competition. And really, you know, get to enjoy themselves with their families and be thankful for the fact that their organization has put some effort into thinking about and planning for something which is memorable for all the right reasons at Christmas.
So listen, we're in the throes of it just now. Some of our Christmas events happening this week, some of them happening in the next couple of weeks. And of course, we've had many festive events over the last few years. Any particular favourites, Jerry, that spring to mind? Anything that you've really enjoyed around that festive period that you've made you go, yeah, that was a That was a hell of a good time.
Yes, I've got a couple. One purely morale boost and fun. We had an event where it was Christmas Generation Game Show. And it was pretty wild, I must admit. We were making Christmas trees out of human beings. We were making Christmas cakes. We got the chef involved. It was awesome. And I think that feel-good factor ending on, you know, do they know it's Christmas, is a great way to finish our year as well. Even though we're with, not necessarily with our team, but we're with other people's teams. It's a good old finish. But equally, I did a team building one. And they wanted a Christmas theme. And, we're a bit at a loss of how to make it genuine. But we did a Christmas Santa sleigh. So it was a building project, and they had to draw up the plans, have a prototype, then use the materials to build the Santa sleigh, and then we had a parade of the Santas in the sleighs. So that meant they had to work in teams of 10, which isn't easy because, the smaller the numbers, the easier it is to get all this done within a time frame. And that ended with great photos, Santa sleighs, and, not so much a party, but great experience for the team.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Again, it harks back to all of the stuff that we do. It all comes down to the learning outcomes that the company wants to achieve. The vast majority at this time of year do tend to be purely morale boosting. But as you mentioned, there are some organizations that still want to focus on project management, collaboration, communication, leadership, and all those things. And, it's our ability to be able to deliver a product with a small Christmas twist. Instead of building your flat out Formula One car, you're building your flat out Santa sleigh. It's a perfect way to bring the festive vibe to a great team building event. Stephen, any great Christmas parties or Christmas team building events that stick out in your mind over the last few years, or perhaps anything you're looking forward to this Christmas?
Yeah, I think there's been so many events. And again, as Gary said, it's all about the morale boost. It's all about those people who naturally or normally wouldn't put on a hat and run around and compete. Anything with a Christmas hat or a tassel on it, it's on, game on. They're cohesive with their team. They're really focused on unfolding their arms, giving their very best for their team, learning about themselves and what motivates themselves and their teammates. And the platform at Christmas time is perfect for that. I do reflect on the fact that many of our wonderful venues throughout the UK and Northern Ireland encourages people to come outside during the Christmas period and, again, meet new people, have new networking opportunities. And it's always amazing, despite whatever the weather is throwing at them, again, from Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, England, that people still want to go outside, dress up with their family and have some wonderful experience. And I know, Jonathan, you have been very involved with some big venues, some big resorts where they've done some GPS treasure hunts. And that's been such a great family experience, from grandparents, parents to children, where they can all come together, a bit of lighthearted competitive fun, a little bit of exercise, but has encouraged them to, get back on that small fitness trail and really, again, have such a memorable Christmas and not just sitting and watching more TV over that period, especially at some of the big resorts that we've worked at.
Touching on what Stephen said, one of the hardest things for those family Christmas parties is organizing Santa. I mean, he is one busy person, left, right and centre, but he makes an appearance and they love it. I must ask him for some fitness tips, John. He looks like the type of man. It has some good tips.
Absolutely. You've got a long way. You've got a lot of chocolates to eat before you get to that level.
Just on another note, Jonathan, I think it's great for our company. It's one of our team building experiences. We love that competitive element. We love the tinsel and the decor and the theming. And, our staff really get fully immersed in it. And they enjoy the events as much as the customers. In fact, sometimes too much, that we have to rein them in a little bit and explain to them, the event is for the customer's benefit, not just for them. But that's great. We work with staff from all over the UK. And we work with all different age groups, all different abilities and skills. But they really do get involved, dive into it, and get the best out of the event. That clearly passes through to the customer, because they tell us what a wonderful day and how well spent the time has been with them.
One other thing I wanted to maybe chat about, and very prevalent, and particularly some of the things we've talked about at this time of year for maybe teams that don't always get the chance to get together throughout the year, those remote workers or those organisations that perhaps have disparate teams set up, not just all around the country, but all around the world. And we've obviously been heavily involved in the last few years delivering some great remote team building events, and a lot of them happen in that kind of Christmas festive period. Jerry, do you maybe want to share a few things of what we tend to do for those kind of customers?
Yeah, firstly, it's wide open. It's amazing to have everyone from all around the world. The only thing that stops them coming is the time of day that it is for them when they're there. But they generally get fully involved. The combination, too, of sending them a Christmas gift even to have on the call and to share in the experience from different countries. So if if you're in Britain, you get something from India. If you're in America, you get something from Australia. The business organises that. And we all meet, and the first 10-15 minutes is just, giggles about what you got, what it looks like. And then with the technology too, you're able to break them up into smaller groups, take part in the different festive challenges that we have. Some requires a lot of dress up, so we put Stephen into that a lot. He loves a dress up, as do I, of course. So I think that side of things has opened up huge opportunities to businesses that used to just have their staff in different cities, then countries, and now around the world. Come to mind, I can think of 3, 4, maybe 6 or 7 businesses that do two. They do a local and then they do an online across the network of their business. Great to be part of, and thank goodness for the technology and the speed that it comes on. It's party time too.
Absolutely, Stephen. You like our virtual festive games for sure.
I do. You know, 5 years ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation because the technology wasn't available. And we've definitely harnessed that technology to be able to allow us to deliver those events virtually. And I think our customers enjoy working with us because we listen to them and we come up with a program virtually, and as Jerry said, across all the time zones, to deliver and give them achievement for their desired outcomes. Probably most of that is fun and competitive, but it's also that networking opportunity and making those people feel that perhaps are working in remote locations from their normal head office or biggest population. It makes them feel part of that network and makes them feel loved and appreciated as part of that wider team. Yeah, it's been hugely successful over the years as we've grown the technology to match clients' expectations.
And I think too, Stephen, the employees of the business are now used to it. So they're coming more and more, you know, a year or two ago, oh, couldn't work this, couldn't work that. Now it's just on your phone, just like everything else. And you pop up and boom, you're in. So I think that flexibility, I mean, remember we did one, I think I spoke about before, they're on buses and, you know, walking down the street. It's just, it's awesome. Your face is present, isn't it? And you're just part.
Definitely think with the virtual remote team building side of things, you know, there's been a big shift and trend here in 2023, moving back towards the live event for the vast majority of our customers. However, Christmas time still tends to be a time when people like the virtual opportunity to get people from around the world together. I think that's something I really recognize. And although perhaps remote team building events have trended downwards throughout the rest of the year, generally around the festive period, they stick, you know, really high on the chart. And I think that's a very reflective of people continuing to take this opportunity at this time of year to make sure everyone gets together. And I think that's a great thing.
I think part of that as well, Jonathan, might be the fact that in years gone past, it was always difficult, especially due to potentially bad weather that we've had during December, potentially travel. You know, it was always difficult to fly people from New Zealand, Switzerland, and New York, et cetera, and have a huge global gathering for 100, 200, 500,000 people. During that holiday period, you know, it was always difficult to move around. Whereas now with our technology and advances on the technology, we can bring people together virtually for a number of hours, have great fun, and not have that massive drama and dilemma of having to get to an airport or a venue at a certain time and get back again. That was always, I think, a difficulty during the months of December and January.
Yeah, there was something you mentioned earlier, Jonathan, just about what does Christmas do. I think a small little serious note is, you know, loneliness can be a big thing in work. You know, you meet and you're around people, they're everywhere, but there's people that you pass every day that don't have a significant other or a family or are just struggling. And I think Christmas opens up that opportunity to talk to them about it. It's a step in, you know. So I think if that is in everybody's mind, it is nice to reach out and just ask people how they're doing, how's life going for them. And then with the remote, just linking into that, you do just see a single person and maybe that one person is all they see. So Christmas is a good time for businesses to work on that with their employees and their teams, even on a small scale. Just ask everyone around the room, because I think you can get away with it a little bit more on Christmas, because it's not such an intrusive question, because it's almost a given that everyone's going somewhere and doing something, but maybe not.
Yeah, so, you know, that really does tie in with one of our core principles. Everyone is welcome, and that's enormously important to us, no matter what event we're delivering and no matter what time of the year.
I think, Jonathan, we mentioned earlier in our conversation that Christmas is just about fun, but I think we're committed and we're invested into having engagement activities for everybody. And at Christmas, so obviously it's a slightly different theme, but, you know, during that seasonal slowdown for most of our clients in the UK and beyond, it gives them the opportunity to still be productive in the office place for us to come and deliver something for them, which is holistic, worthwhile, safe, fun and viable, and not just what used to be old school 20, 25 years ago, which was a beer and tenpin bowling. That doesn't really float everyone's boat. It becomes old hat very, very quickly. And also, I'm not sure if it really gives cohesion to the team to say thanks and well done. You know, we've had a great year and let's focus and have some vision for the year ahead.
So with all of that in mind, gents, and before we wrap this up, any particular advice that you might give to organisations that are looking to plan a team building event or a bit of a Christmas party at this time of year?
Yes, I would say include some buyback, some CSR into your Christmas event. Give what you can give, share what you can share. It doesn't have to be money. It can be time, effort, and energy is always good. If you can incorporate that, it'll feed through your organisation and make it a better place for everyone to be with.
Stephen?
I would say think about your team. Think what they want. It's not always about what the organiser wants, to be honest, or what their likes and dislikes are. It's always thinking about your team and what you think will be time well spent for them so they have a great experience and have it memorable for all the right reasons rather than being a party which has got no bang or fizz or any upside for the company going forward.
Okay, folks, that's it for this episode. We hope you've enjoyed listening to some of our thoughts on what it means to have a really great time with your team in the holiday season. If you are listening in around the festive period, we really hope you have a great time. And from the three of us, myself, Jerry and Stephen, we're all going to say a big...
Happy Christmas!
Saddle up, Rudolph!
Merry Christmas, everybody. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Happy Christmas!